Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to begin a new Masechta, Masechas Maisros. Now, Masechas Maisros, you would think, if we've just learned Trumos, and now we're learning Maisros, so you would think that Trumos were about Truma, and Maisros is about Maisr Rishon and Maisr Sheni, but that is not entirely true. In fact, there is a Masechta after Masechas Maisros called Maisr Sheni, which might give you the impression that Masechas Maisros is all about Maisr Rishon. That is also not true. What Masechas Maisros is about, Maisros is used in a more general sense over here. Maisros is used as a term that refers to all Trumas and Maisros, meaning the entire concept, the entire system of Trumas and Maisros. So, for example, we're going to talk a lot about at what point in the stages of the growth of the produce becomes chayiv in Trumas and Maisros. At what point are you allowed to snack from it? At what point are you not allowed to even snack from it? At what point are you allowed to eat an achilas keva from it? You know, all of those kinds of things. What is koveil of Maisros? What is the onas of Maisros? When's considered gemar malacha for Maisros? What's considered tevel. So all of those things are discussed in Maseches Maisros, because Maisros, again, is not specifically about Maisr Rishon, which is given to a Levi. It's about the general concept of Trumos and Maisros and the general rules that govern all Trumos and Maisros. So the Mishnah tells us, Mishnah Aleph, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Klal Amr B'Maisros. There is a rule that the Chachamim made by Maisros, because the halacha is that you don't have to separate Maisros from everything. There are certain things that you don't have to separate Maisros from because they are not edible. So the rule is kol shu ochel. So anything that is eaten by people, it has to be an ochel. As the Bartinur points out, the mutei satim shakorin baravi nil v'kotze shakorin baravi alatzfor she'ilu einan ochel af bishenim nechal ma'idei adchak, that there are certain things that you might eat if you were desperate, but they aren't food. So something's only chayv in Maisros if it's actually food. Vinishmar, and it has to be something that you would guard, that the owner would protect it and make sure that no one takes it. And the Bartinur points out, as opposed to hefker. Hefker is not owned by anyone, and therefore it's not chayv in Maisros, even though it could be perfectly good food. Vigidul of Minaret, it also has to be something that grows from the ground. As the Bartinur points out, as opposed to kameinu pitrios, mushrooms which grow from the atmosphere, from the moisture of the atmosphere, they are not going to be chayv in Maisros, even though you might find them in a salad, and they might be edible, and you might even guard them and protect them to make sure that no one takes them, but nevertheless, they don't grow from the ground. So only if you have those qualifications, it's ochel, it's nishmar, it's gidul of min ha'aretz, only then chayv b'maisros. Only then does the whole chiyuv of trumos and maisros set in. If you don't have those three qualities, then you do not have anything, you do not have something that is chayiv in Maisros. And all of these things are derived straight from the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Aser ta aser es kol tvuas zar echa. So the word tvua means grain, but over here it means any produce in general is referred to as tvua. So we see that it's got to be something that is similar to grain, in that it's eaten, that just like tvua is nechal, so too, that which is chayiv in Maisros is nechal. Zar echa, your planting, tells us that it only applies to something that is yours, zarecha, that it's your planting, meaning something that belongs to you as opposed to something that's hefker. And the fact that it says zarecha, the planting, that tells us it has to be something that's planted in the ground and not something that is that just grows from the atmosphere. So all three of these rules are derived from one pasuk. V'od klal acher amru. And then there is another rule that we say about maestros. Kol shetchilasos ochel v'sofa ochel. Anything that when it first begins to grow, at its very tiny stages, is already edible and will continue to be edible after it grows, when it grows much larger, like most vegetables, the Bartinur points out, kagon yurakos, that right away when they grow, when they're very tiny, they're already edible, and as they grow bigger and bigger, they continue to be edible. Avalpishu shomer lahusav ochel, even though you may not want to pick it from the ground when it's tiny, you want it to grow a little bit more, so you're going to protect it so that you can have more food out of it. You don't want a tiny red pepper, you want a big red pepper. You don't want a tiny cucumber, you want a large cucumber. So chayiv katan v'gadol. All those things are chayiv in maisros, whether you pick them when they're small or whether you pick them when they're big, because they're food either way. But v'kol she'ein tchila so ochel avol sof ochel. But with most fruits, for example, where when they're very tiny, they're not edible at all. They only become edible once they grow large. Then einu chayiv at she'asa ochel. You're only going to be chayiv maisros if you pick them when they've already become a food. If you pick them before they've become a food, they're not going to be chayiv in maisros. This is derived from the pasuk v'kol masor aretz. Pasuk says mi pri ha'etz. So the word pri implies something that is edible. So only when something is edible is it chayiv in maisros. So things that have been edible throughout all the stages of their development are chayiv in maisros the whole time. Things that were not edible throughout all the stages of the development are not chayiv in maisros the whole time. So now the Mishnah is going to tell us me'imasai ha'peiros chayavos b'maisros. Mishnah Beis tells us when does fruit become subject to maisros. So meaning at what point do we assume that fruit becomes edible and therefore subject to maisros? How can you tell by looking at a fruit? So Mishnah Beis, Gimel, Dalet, they're all going to go through just different fruits and vegetables and when they become edible. So it's just a list essentially. So Ata'ena Mishiav Chilu, figs become edible when they begin to ripen. The tips of the figs turn white. Ha'anavim v'ha'avashim mishevishu, grapes and avashim, which is another type of grape, once you can see the seeds through the skin of the grape. Ha'og v'hatutim mishe'adimu, og, which is some type of cherry, and tut is either strawberry or mulberries, once they turn red. V'kol adum mishe'adimu, really all red fruit becomes chayiv maisros once it turns red. That's how you can tell when it's edible. Harimonim mishe'imasu, pomegranates are chayiv maisros once they're soft enough that you can crush the seeds with your fingers, meaning the bartender points out even if just one seed is that soft, then the entire pomegranate is chayiv in maisros, because if, as long as one seed has gotten that soft, then all the seeds are probably edible already. Hatamar mishiatilu sa'or, dates become chayiv in maisros if they start looking like sa'or. Sa'or is a sourdough, so it's a level of chimutz that you would have by a dough where you see cracks in the surface of the dough. So te'enim or tamarim also, dates also, as they mature, develop cracks in the surface of their skin. So when they develop those cracks, they're chayiv maisros. Ha'aparsikim mishiatilu gidim, peaches are chayiv maisros when they develop red streaks in the skin. Ha'agozim mishiasu maguro, walnuts become chayiv maisros once the kernels of the nut separate from the shell of the nut, so like you could shake it around and feel like it's inside, like it's shaking around in there, because when the walnut starts growing, the kernel of the nut initially is attached to the outer shell, but once it ripens, it separates from the outer shell, and that's why you can hear it shaking. So that's what it means when it becomes like a warehouse, like a storage facility, that you could see that something is inside of something. It's not just one unit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Hagoz mashkedim shiasu klipa." The walnuts and almonds become chayiv maisros once they have the thin shell that goes around the kernel, which is in between the outer shell and the actual pre. So that only happens when the nut is really completely ripe, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, it has to really be fully completely ripe in order for it to be chayiv in maisros. But the Chacham say that almonds and walnuts are chayiv in maisros as soon as the kernel separates from the outer shell. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph we learned that in order for something to be chayiv in maisros, it has to have three qualities. It has to be edible, it has to be something that you would protect, that belongs to you, not hefker, and it has to grow from the ground. And then we said another klal, that things are only chayiv maisros if you pick them when they are edible. So things that are edible at the very beginning stages of their development, when they're very tiny, are chayiv maisros even then, and things that only become edible later on are chayiv maisros only if you pick them later on. So then the Mishnah Beis just went through a list of a whole bunch of fruits that to tell us how you can tell when they've become edible, and most of them were very straightforward, but there was a machlokas, particularly about egozim and shkedim, whether it's as soon as they shake around in their shell, or you have to wait until they develop that inner shell around the actual kernel that's inside of it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel.